Blog Talk Radio.
was very exciting, like Indiana Jones running and rocks rolling after him.
I love it. I love treasure hunting, and I love Indiana Jones because that's kind of like finding that wonderful archaeological, you know, relic and all. Well, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe, everybody. I'm your host, Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are going to bring you the most awesome show tonight. And I just opened really weird, didn't I? I've never opened like that before, have I?
What do you mean?
Hi, I'm your host. Like
who am I?
I was like hesitating, like you know, like I wasn't even sure.
You feel hesitant today?
You know how I feel? I feel like there's not enough hours in the day today.
I can relate to that.
I know you can. You've got a lot going on. Jessica's daughter's graduating high school tomorrow.
She is. It's so exciting.
Major
and
time.
It has been a busy week.
Yep.
The family's all coming tomorrow.
It's going to be so much fun.
I have 5 days off of work.
Woo-hoo! I know. You're going to have a really nice time.
I'm just so looking forward to sleeping past 5:30 in the morning.
Do you know my daughters actually said that to me because, you know, they get also, they have off too,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, one of them, the other one still has school yet, but she's like, I'm just going to sleep.
Well, you know, I mean, because that alarm might show up every morning. And every time I hear it, I'm like, ugh.
You know, I don't do that. Is that weird?
You don't get up by an alarm.
I get up. I wake up at 7, and I generally
but
make...
But does an alarm wake you up?
No, my husband, because he's my husband. You know how, like, everyone has a routine?
Mm-hmm.
My husband leaves the bathroom at exactly 7:30 every morning.
Okay, well, so...
So I wake up when he goes in, and
mm-hmm.
when he comes out 30 minutes later... Then it's like, okay, it's my turn
to get up.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's kind of how, that he is my alarm clock.
It's more peaceful, though, because
yes,
when an alarm clock blasts you out of sound sleep, it just, oh my gosh, I hate it.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Well, because it's not peaceful, and I have an alarm clock that goes, meh, meh, meh.
See, that's not, no. I used to have, I mean, I the only thing I use as an alarm clock is my cell phone now.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, I don't have this, it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't seem to wake me up even.
Well,
so,
you have to have it sound like an alarm clock, not peaceful waves or whatever. That's not going to wake you up.
No, that would put me to sleep. And I,
right.
you know, I'm not a big sleeper. Everyone, we've talked about that. I don't sleep a lot. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready to get up. Excuse
well,
me.
See, I'm a slow riser. I get up, I have coffee, I take the dog out, I take
well,
a shower.
I did that this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I made the mistake of coming into my home office early this morning because all my appointments were out of this office today.
Mm-hmm.
They were all phone appointments. So I came into my home office with my cup of coffee. And you know how, like, you kind of just kind of get things straight?
Mm-hmm.
I say early prayers and all this. And the phone rang, and I don't know what I shouldn't have answered it because I hadn't even said my morning prayer. I mean, I was not ready.
So why did you answer it?
Reflex, you know. I was looking at this new course I'm taking, and I was reading the syllabus. And next thing I know, I just automatic pick up the phone and then realize, oh my God, it's like 7:45.
Oh no.
So I was really nice. I said, if you don't mind me putting on you on hold, I've got to clear and do some
mm-hmm.
prayer. So I did that, and she waited a couple of minutes.
Oh, that was nice.
It was really nice. And, so I did it right away, and then I haven't stopped since.
Wow.
You know, so it's been a really long day, and
And tomorrow's gonna be a long day too.
Tomorrow's going to be an even longer day, and also included today was, you know, like the beautification process. You did too, right? You got your hair cut today.
I got my hair cut.
And you know, stuff like that. So.
Well, yeah, and my daughter had to get an outfit for graduation, so she looks beautiful.
She always looks beautiful. Your daughter, well, Jessica's daughter is so beautiful. She has the most gorgeous eyes.
Well, thank you. She is beautiful, and
yes,
we actually went to a makeup counter last night. And the girl's like, you are so beautiful. You don't even need makeup.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's true. My husband says that about my daughters. He says, you know, I don't understand. They're 16 and 17. What do they need makeup for?
But you know what my daughter was saying? You know, in middle school, this is what everybody does. They all wear makeup.
So different than when we grew up, eh?
See, when we were
in
high school, it was no makeup.
I know. And you know what I would say, too? I would say that the advantage to not wearing makeup is it's a more natural beauty. But I do kind of like that my girls can apply makeup better than I can.
Oh, me too.
You know, I mean, and they really know how to do it.
Well, because we didn't do makeup in high school.
No, I mean, we had to fight to wear mascara and lip gloss, remember?
Yeah.
That was like the big thing. Oh, my gosh. That's what it was back in the Stone Ages. By the way, I want to mention we are going to be doing readings, nothing but readings tonight at 323-679-0882. So if you want to call in, have a reading done. We switched the time tonight because after the show tonight, we're going over to the restaurant that Jessica
yes.
has reserved and putting up decorations for your
daughter's
graduation.
For the graduation, yeah.
So we had to switch the time of the show to an hour earlier. I did not notify everybody. So
everybody's going, they'll come on at 8 o'clock and we're halfway through the show.
That's what's going to happen, unfortunately, and I do apologize. So if you happen to be logging in now or just tuning in now, if you do want to get a reading tonight, you can call us by calling 323-679-0882. And this will be an interesting thing to see what happens because everyone knows we've been doing this show for 3 years at 8 p.m.
on
Wednesday night.
At the same time,
right?
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting. Okay, so a really good week, and then we'll go ahead and get to the first caller that's in the queue. But we've had a really good week, a lot of really good things. Last weekend, we decided to do something unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
We decided to, we wanted to go to Marineland.
Right, we
right?
did.
And we did, and what happened at Marineland?
Well, the problem is we went to Marineland and, well, okay, we didn't go directly to Marineland because that's unfortunately not what we do.
No.
We kind of meandered up the coast, stopped and looked at the ocean,
yeah, we're
and then dropped your daughter and her friend off at the beach so they could sunbathe, and
right.
we went on to a restaurant.
Right.
Right on the water, beautiful, sat. We were there for 2 hours.
We were there. Well, okay, they had all this outdoor seating, and the wind was blowing, and it was the most perfect day.
It was
day.
Beautiful.
So it wasn't too hot to be outside. And then all we did was we ordered lunch.
Right.
We had iced tea of all
right,
things.
Right.
We
didn't even have
normally,
anything.
You know, if we had our men there, we'd be sitting there having a drink or two. But you know, we were driving, so we were really well behaved, and we're just chatting and having a good time. And next thing we know, 2 hours had gone by.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter texted me and said, "Are you almost done at Marineland?" I'm like, "We haven't even gotten there yet." The beach they were at was literally like 50 yards from Marineland.
Right.
So we went over to Marineland, and they said, "Oh, well, we're already closed. We closed. You know, you missed it." And we're like, "Oh, okay. We got late started."
Which, you know, they could have let us in and
they
see one
let
dolphin.
Us in, but they didn't. But here's the cool part. So as always, you know, Jessica and I, we always feel like Adventure Saturday is the adventure.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter if that's open or not. We're going to go find some road that says do not drive and do not trespass, and we're going to go down
which,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we did. But, that reminds me, I got to tell you something. But anyway, so we're, and I'll tell you
don't
on air.
Say, yeah,
yeah,
I want to hear.
I'm going to tell you on air. So, okay, so we're driving and driving, and then we're going down these dirt roads and going to where the old Marineland used to be across the street
mm-hmm.
as well. It was the first marine park in the United States in 1938.
Which I did not know that.
And it was actually built as a studio for all the activities that were going on in Silver Springs. A lot of people didn't realize
that. Oh, I didn't know
either.
That either.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So they used it for that, and then it turned into the first water park for SeaWorld and
like
Aquatic
SeaWorld.
Park, like a SeaWorld thing. And then of course SeaWorld came along and blew them out of the water, and they struggled for years, and now they're a dolphin encounter is what
mm-hmm.
they do. So okay, so it was kind of closing, and they said, "Well, you got 30 minutes." And we're like, "We're not going to pay for 30 minutes."
Yeah.
So, okay, goodbye. So the girls are like, "Yeah, we're done at the beach." So we're like, "Okay." So we drive away and we start driving around. So we decided, what do you need when you're at the beach and it's hot and it's sunny?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, specifically hot fudge
sundaes.
Hot fudge
sundaes. Yeah, I was craving a hot fudge sundae.
And so now, what are the odds?
And I wonder why I've gained weight.
She said to me, "You gained 3 pounds," and I said, "Really? What have you been eating?" Because when we eat out, we usually share a dish so we don't overeat, right?
I had a gallon of ice cream easily in that one bowl.
So we went to this ice cream stand, and we pull up, and we're like, okay, we are going to be really bad and get ice cream sundaes. And it said, buy one ice cream sundae, get one free. So we're like, yes, Peter. So we go in and we order, and it was, you're right, like.
It was like a bucket of ice cream.
It was, I felt like it was a feeding bucket, like a horse.
And it was so good. And I said extra hot fudge, and there was so much hot fudge.
I had to throw it out. It made me sick, and it did too. You did finish it. It was too much, but it was really neat. And then, but here's the cool thing. So then, you know, we're tooling around, and we saw this kind of watery, parky thing. We're
mm-hmm.
like, let's check it out. And it turned out it was the ruins of Malacompra,
mm-hmm.
and which we've never heard of.
Right.
And it's from 1816. And the Seminole Indians were there. They had a slave encampment there. They had
mm-hmm.
plantations there. it was like really cool. But the best part was, you go in and they had this walk around with all these displays. It was outside. You press buttons and it had voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
We were so impressed.
Well, and it was an archaeological dig.
Right, which is right up our alley.
You know, pretty much had everything out for you to see, and
yeah.
It was so neat.
It was so cool. I loved
mm-hmm.
it, loved it, loved it. It was a lot of fun. We had a really good time, and we learned a lot, and we got to, it was original. The original Fireheart.
I know.
It's still there.
That was cool.
I just love history. To me, history is so cool, because history is why we are where we are and who we are today.
Yes.
It's, like, so important. I know everyone's like, oh, that's just old. It's more than old, you know. It's,
well, there's
so
much history behind it. There's so much that happened, you know.
If you learn history, you can move forward in a
yes.
really positive way. So I think it's really cool. So lots of fun. It was another great adventure Saturday. And you're going to be doing Universal this weekend. You're going to the beach on Monday. I'm headed up to St. Augustine. It's going to be a good 4 days. And so now I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller.
Yes.
Don't you think it's a good idea?
Do it.
Okay, but folks, if you want to get a reading, tonight's a really good night to get in, because we started the show an hour early, so we definitely still have openings. So give us a call at 323-679-0882. There you go. Okay, our first caller is calling in from area code 719 with a prefix of 225. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. What's your first name?
Julia.
Julia, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Remember years ago there used to be a television show called Julia?
Yes.
Yes,
I remember that.
See,
wasn't she a nurse?
Yes, with what was her name? Was it Diana? It wasn't Diana. Who was leading that? Was it Diana Ross? I guess not.
No, it was.
I can't remember her name.
I don't remember
but
her name either. So we completely dated all of us.
Yes,
you
know,
everybody right?
knows I'm
we're not
a little
old.
Bit older. But anyway, Julia, what part of the country are you calling from?
Calling from Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, a little toward the southern part of the state.
All right, great. Well, tell me how I can help you tonight.
Well, I've got a big life change coming up. I've been married, it'll be 29 years next month, and my husband is taking an interest in another woman, so I'm finding myself
mm-hmm.
really seriously contemplating, you know, ending it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's ending it. It's, you know, what am I going to do with myself afterward? We have a house together, and if I divorce him, then my family's all in Florida. So it would mean me, you know, moving from Colorado to Florida. So I'm just, you know, whatever guidance you can help me with around that. I know
absolutely.
It's a lot, but it's like, well, it's overwhelming.
I think
actually.
One of the first thing I'm sensing here is that you don't feel like you're being heard. And I'm assuming that's maybe by your husband. Is that true?
Right. That's true.
He's just not, he's not listening. And you feel, they're also telling me, I'm telling you what the angels are giving me right now. You feel rejected. And, of course, why wouldn't you? That makes sense. And you feel betrayed. That's the other thing they're telling me. The other thing, though, this is kind of weird. They're telling me to remind you that you are not influenced by others. Is that true?
I'm not influenced by others?
Mm-hmm. They're saying she's not easily influenced by others.
I try not to be. I mean, you know, of course it depends on who it is and what it's about, but... I try to keep it steady.
I think the reason why they're saying this to me is, even though you're feeling abandoned right now, I think what they're saying is, don't listen to what others are telling you on how to handle this situation, because necessarily they're not the one that's living through it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You're the one that's living through it. And there's a lot of things that are going on, true. But I also see that... you feel that in your own life you've been lacking purpose. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And so I want to do something tonight. I'm going to ask you, let's separate the fact that your husband right now is not, you know, in the relationship the way he should be. Let's separate that for a moment, okay? Let's just take that and push it off to the side. Tell me what it is that you want out of your life. What's your goal?
I'd really like to just be happy and be loved.
Okay.
I feel like I'm
but
doing something worthwhile.
Being loved is a great goal. But first you have to be happy and love yourself. So I'm
right.
going to ask you, do you work?
Not at this time.
Okay. And can I ask you why you're not working?
I've had a lot of problems with anxiety and fear and just moving forward and taking the step to do it.
Okay. So let me say that you've been dealing with a little bit of panic attacks.
Yes.
And you've been dealing with a little bit of OCD.
Yes.
And you're also dealing with, it's almost like you don't want to leave your protective bubble, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm taking all of these things that I'm being shown, and I'm going to tell you that as you start to grow as a person, you have to forget right now for the time being what's going on in his relationship. What I want you to do is I want you to think about what you can do to make your life happier and better, Julia. So what steps have you taken to battle the anxiety? I see there's been medication.
Yeah, they tried me on Prozac for a while, but I didn't really feel like it was helping me. And I
okay.
talked to the psychiatrist, and I said, you know, I really don't feel like this is helping me. And he wouldn't try me on anything else. He basically just stopped it altogether. So it was
okay.
like I felt like left high and dry. It's like, wait a minute here, you know, can't we try something else?
Mm-hmm.
And he just,
and what
you know,
did,
wasn't. He
what
didn't.
Did he say?
He
didn't
okay.
do anything.
Well, it was unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you that I do have the opportunity to work with a lot of psychologists and psychotherapists, and I can tell you that one of the things that I know for a fact, Jessica, you as well, have had the opportunity as well to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can probably both say that if the doctor tries you on one medication and it doesn't work and then doesn't want to try you on something else, Jessica, what would you do?
I would say, hey, I think you should put me on another medicine.
And if he doesn't?
And then you go to somebody else.
Bingo. And I'm going to say that's exactly right. And I think you're feeling very vulnerable, Julia, and you almost feel uncomfortable asking for help from your doctor there. But I think that there are some really good psychiatrists out there, and then there are some that are not so great. And to be honest with you, if you have something wrong with your car, and you go to a mechanic, and you hear a clinking noise, and he tries to fix it, and he goes in there with his tools and says, okay, I think I got it, and you drive away, and you get 10 miles out, and it starts clinking again, and you go back and say it's still clinking, what do you think he's going
to
do?
Quite obviously,
try
he should
try
fix
again,
it.
Or go to a different...
He's
going to
try again,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's try something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he tries something else. Still clinking. Third time's the charm, and the clinking goes away. Great. That's one example. Let's go to your plumber. Okay? Water keeps backing up. First thought is maybe the drain is clogged. So he plays with that a little bit, seems to drain better. All's good. 2 weeks later, same problem, comes back. Realizes that there's something further down in the pipe. He has to do something else. Unclogs the drain, all is good. I know these are silly analogies, but at the same time, I think you get my point.
Yes.
You can't just stop at one try, okay?
Okay.
So my suggestion, although I'm not a medically licensed psychiatrist, so you should, you know, I have to always say on the show and every time I talk to somebody, go to the experts that are licensed in that field. However, as a human being, I could say to you, I think it's time for you to find another psychiatrist and find out what medication that you could be put on that would help. Because I know that you feel like you're better. But you and I both know that you still have too much anxiety, correct?
Right, yes.
Okay. So you deserve the best. You deserve somebody to find a solution for you. Depression is nothing more than a chemical imbalance. I mean, that's what depression is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chemical imbalance. Your body is not making a specific chemical, and because of that, it's throwing off either your serotonin or your GABA or whatever else it is, but it is throwing something off. And if you don't replace that or find a way to put a synthetic chemical in your body to fix it, you might suffer from that for a while. So I'm going to say that you need to find yourself another doctor and talk to him about it. Now, if that doctor says to you, you know, I don't think you're depressed, I don't think you have anxiety, then I would say you've gotten two experts at this point who said the same thing. And then I would probably say, well, maybe you're not, maybe
mm-hmm.
this is controllable without medication. But certainly at this point, I would not stop there.
Well, and you can also go to counseling. I mean,
right.
Counseling's great. Maybe the medication isn't the way to go, but, you know, a lot of counselors can really help you deal with anxiety.
Yeah, I've gone to a counselor here, but it's like one of these things. I keep trying different avenues. I've tried, like, you know, hypnosis, and I've tried, you know, meditation and, you know, different things here and there, but it's like whatever it is, I don't feel like I'm getting to the root of it because it keeps coming back and it's not resolving itself. And so then I feel like, God, I keep trying and trying and trying, and I can't seem to move past
it. And it's
it,
funny
so.
Because you've tried all those things, but you haven't come back to a different psychiatrist.
No, not yet.
Okay. I would say that's where the problem is. Okay. That's where the problem is, because I think that you need to do that. So my first goal is to get you on what I call a steady path so that you feel good about yourself, that you have excitement in your heart, you look forward to the next day, and you don't feel like everything is happening to you, but that you're actually an active part of life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I know exactly, I can sense what you're feeling. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want you to feel like it's happening to you. I want you to feel like you're active in your life. And then, once you're active in your life, the next question is, what do you need to do to feel whole again? I think you and I both know the answer to that. What would be next on your agenda once you no longer have the anxiety?
To move back out in the world again and start, you know, having my own life and my own interests and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
hobbies.
Feel like my own person again, yeah.
Exactly. Taking care of getting out to your social circle again, or creating one and creating a hobby or doing things that... interests that, you know, might motivate you to maybe go to a meeting or a club or whatever those interests are. And then maybe even considering going to work. Because I think that in a perfect world, you'd like to do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying to you is I don't want you to look as if what's going on with your husband is the cause of your problem. I think you have two separate things going on here. The amazing thing is, once you get yourself back on solid ground and you look forward to the sunshine coming out tomorrow and maybe having lunch with a friend and maybe going to a book club or a knitting club or a foosball club, whatever it is you like to do, but once you start doing those things and then you start going out and you have a job, what's going on with your husband's going to change drastically because you're going to go back to the person you were before all this hit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that that may make a difference in your marriage?
It's possible.
It's possible. And so let me say this. It's definitely possible that it may make a difference in your marriage. It's possible that what's been going on has been putting a strain on it. Maybe even possible that he felt like he didn't have anyone to talk to because you were just not in the place to do that for quite a while. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, so now what we're saying is possible. You may actually go back to where you were in your marriage. He may not go to that other person for... companionship or communication, but what if he does? What if he says, you know, I'm really glad you're doing well, but frankly, I'm moving on. If he does, aren't you still in a much better place because now you're working, you have your social circle, you're getting out, you feel good about yourself, and you're looking forward to the sun rising tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's
so
taking care of me, right?
Right. You need to put your focus on that right now. Let your husband do whatever he's doing. you need to focus on you, because how can you want you? You're not loving yourself right now. You need to be the most important thing in your life right now. Take care of you, and it is going to be amazing to you how everything else falls into place. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I thank you so much for calling in tonight. Know that Jessica and I will both be praying for you.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're really, really welcome. Feel free to stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show. But I know things are going to go better for you, and I know that sunshine's going to come out, okay?
Thank you. I'm
you're welcome, Joy.
I'll be happy to see that.
Amen. I know it. You will.
In my life.
Just remember, sit down, take a paper and a pencil, write down what your steps are going to be, and I think definitely the first one is to maybe see another psychiatrist and get a second opinion
on
that.
You can get a referral even from your medical doctor.
Right, yeah.
For a good psychiatrist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes even a medical doctor will try different kinds of antidepressants and anxiety medications, because the reality is, as they write about all the time, usually anxiety is a result of a depression. And so it's very possible you were in a mild depression that then presented itself as an anxiety. So if they treat the depression, they'll be treating the anxiety as well.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Julia, it's been
again.
A pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great evening, you guys.
You too now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I just know she's going to do well, don't you?
She is. That's so tough.
Yeah, it really is. It can be very, very difficult when you're going through this, because you're feeling low, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling anxious, and then all of a sudden, you know, the person that we trust most in the world stops turning to us and turns to somebody else.
Which is tough, because that's the person you're counting on to be
right.
your rock,
right.
and then they turn away, and that's hard.
It is.
That's
it's
hard.
It's very difficult, and the reality is, we can't control another person.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
so,
not. That's why she needs to think about herself and stop thinking about him and the focus being on him.
Right. And getting back to who she was when they had a healthy relationship.
Right.
Because it's amazing what could happen. So,
or even before him.
Or that's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll get to a
she
point.
Might find that she doesn't
she might say,
want him
that's
after
right.
all.
She might say, you know what, it's been real, but...
See ya.
Yeah. I hope she does take our advice, and I hope she does get a second opinion, because I know it's going to be the right one. I feel really good
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we still have some room in the queue, 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. If you'd like to get a free reading tonight, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk to you. I'm going to take our next caller at 248 with a prefix of 429. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. How are you?
I am fantastic, ladies. How are you this evening?
We are so good. This voice sounds familiar. I don't know why. We've talked to you before.
Yes, it's been probably a month or so, but this is Mike, and I've moved to Arizona.
You've moved to Arizona. Fantastic.
I know. It's awesome.
That's great, Mike. Now tell me... how the weather is in Arizona right now?
It might be 100 today.
Yeah. We can't complain here compared to the
no.
heat you guys got.
And it
there.
Felt hot here today, and it was maybe 89.
Yeah, really, really.
And I tell you, but the no humidity is incredible, because I took the dog out to this huge lake that's out, you know, just kind of, it's, I guess they say it goes like 600-700 feet deep type of thing, and just some big crater, and, you know, it was just the breeze coming off the lake. I mean, you have no idea it was 100 degrees.
Wow. It sounds like it was a beautiful afternoon.
Absolutely, just fantastic. And I was just kind of listening in, and when you said there was, we're on early, so get in and, you know, get it done early, I figured I'd give you a call. And I was just kind of looking, I've been having thoughts of if to accelerate my business, would a Series 65 license be beneficial?
Okay, good question. That's a really good question. I'm going to ask the angels about that. You want to increase it to a Series 65, which would enable you to sell certain kinds of financial instruments, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to ask the angels what they think. They're actually saying that's a no-brainer, okay? So they're saying yes. However, they're also telling me, they're saying, what percentage of your business would currently be used by that? In other words, take the current business that you have, because they're actually saying, what percentage of your current business would reflect positively from you having that Series 65?
You know, that's a good question, because right now I pretty much just introduce people,
mm-hmm.
you know, as, mm-hmm. in regards to the consulting. So,
right.
yeah, I mean, it, right now I don't know.
Yeah.
Almost under the set, almost the thing, build it and they will come, is kind of what I was kind of
going
thinking.
For there. And I understand that, but I guess what they're telling me is they're saying it's not bad to have it, and so of course you should have it if you can get it. But they're saying be aware that upon, this is their words, not mine, they're saying be aware upon completion that not that much will change unless you actively go after that business.
Gotcha. No, makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's what they say. I don't even know why to say because that's what they say. So, you know, but they are saying, you know, it is a no-brainer to get it and that you definitely should. But then once you do that, you will have to actively go after that business.
Yep, no, it makes sense. And again, even I have a feeling even with it or without it, the business is still going to be, in time, very successful.
I think so. I think it's going to do very well. When I ask the angels if your business is going to do well, they give me a yes with vibration. So I know that it's going to do really well. It's going to continue to grow. It's, you know, you changed locations. You changed where you lived. That always slows things up a little, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness! I was pretty much stagnant with the winter that we had in the Midwest, and I hadn't marketed in months. And literally a week after the move, email just started blowing up.
Well, fantastic. So you're doing the right thing then.
Yes. Arizona's the right spot for now.
Arizona's a high-energy place, let me tell you. I love Arizona, and I just, there's something, you either love Arizona or you really don't like Arizona. It's one or the other. That's how it is for people. And I think people such as yourself, because, you know, we've talked in the past, we call you the guy who set us straight because you did that day. Matter of fact, I want you to know that we were actually driving in the car on one of our adventure Saturdays, and we were talking about something, and oh no! I remember you're not. We're kind of making a joke. This just happened this past weekend. We were talking about how God made man, and then said, "Yeah, you know what? That's just not quite right. I've got to improve upon this. I need to make another person here, and I need to make it so that other people can keep being made. So I'm going to take this version. I'm going to improve upon it." And he made woman, and we were just kidding. Truly, just kidding. And I said, you know, if we say that on the radio show, we're gonna get that man who's gonna call us in and give us a hard time. And we just mentioned that this weekend. So that's how we fondly remember you, and we do appreciate that. So, but I think you're gonna do really well out there. I think that the energy in Arizona is right for you because you're very open to it, and I think you can suck it up in a good positive way. How come you didn't ask me about a romantic question?
Well, is there romance in the future? Around the corner? I mean, way to bulldog that question out of me.
I know, really. I was just thinking, like, wow, what happened here? Well, I honestly, I'm asking you this question because usually most people do call in and ask me that question, but you didn't. And I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I thought that was interesting because I don't see that you're necessarily dating somebody.
No, that's correct.
That is correct.
I've only been here for like about 5 weeks now.
Okay. All right. So you have some time. You have some time to date somebody. I do see that you're going to be starting in a relationship with somebody, but I don't see like it happening for about 60 days yet, or even maybe 90. I feel like you want to get your feet wet. It's not top on your priority list right now.
No, it really isn't.
No, I can tell, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do see that a relationship is going to be heading your way. And it's going to be one where you want a relationship where you're not, and I'm going to say this, gosh, I hope you don't mind me saying all this since you never even asked the question. I know, right? But you, I can sense you
want
a relationship.
Well, you're on early, so who's listening, right?
That's right, because nobody's listening.
That's right.
What difference does it make?
you need
the kind of relationship where the other person also has a life. You don't want to be the person that they turn to for all their excitement, joy, sadness, happiness, and everything else. You want them to have an active life too, because that way you're both solid, steady people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I sense that about you, you know, which is, and I love that, because that's what makes a really healthy relationship. So often, you know, growing up, you know, years ago, it was always about, for women, you know, daughters are brought up, go out, you know, don't even worry about the education, just find a man. You know, you were groomed to get married, and then that man was your life. And I think that's an unhealthy way for anybody to grow up.
Yes, I agree.
I think, you know, it's unhealthy for the woman, it's unhealthy for the man, because they feel like, you know, that's a lot of pressure for a guy,
mm-hmm.
I would think, you know. So, but I do see that you hold a really good, healthy attitude that way. And I do see somebody, I do see a person coming. And I'm not gonna say anything more than that. I see a person coming in the next, I'm going to say 60 to 90 days, and this individual will be very interesting to you.
Excellent. You got time for a quick story?
Oh, yeah, please. I love those.
Okay. Well, I think I've mentioned before that I am working on my mediumship under, the past 2 years.
Right, yeah.
And so I hadn't really done anything with the move, and so forth, you know, just kind of, you know, practice readings, different things like that. So I make the move. I have a little fan page Facebook thing, you know, mainly 20 of my people that I know. Anyways, so I get an email, and this person's like, hey, you know, reading, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, I'm a little busy right now. I'm making a move. It comes in again a couple weeks later, and then finally last week it came in. And the interesting thing was, I was like, you know, is this person just fishing for a freebie, this type of thing? And again, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So going through the reading, I'm like, listen, it's been a while. Let's just start off, you know, just ask me some more questions and stuff like that, and we'll do this. And so got that, and then all of a sudden I go, okay, I'm like getting grandma, mom's side, and you know, it's like, oh, did she used to call you baby girl? Was that a term of endearment? And she's like, no, but that's what I called my daughter, who was named after her, who just passed.
Oh, boy. There you go. There you go.
Because if she said, listen, my daughter just died, young daughter just died, I would like to talk to you, I would have said, heck no. That's too much responsibility, and I am not looking to do that.
Especially so, as a new reader, you're right, that's a little scary, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
And to feel the emotions of the child, like in the initial part was, you know, mommy, I miss you, this type of thing, and then to jump over to happiness and joy and playfulness, because look what I can do now, and then it got crazy heavy in regards to you know, soul contracts and different things like that, that, you know, is just what I signed up to do. And I was like, and then I was like, you know, to the mother, I'm like, you talk to her, right, on a regular basis? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, but you hear her.
Right.
And I mean, I can barely keep the emotions in while, you know, of course they're not mine, you know,
right.
They weren't my emotions. But, And she's like, yeah, but I don't hear it like I hear you. I'm like, no, exactly. That's exactly how I hear or whatever. It's, you
right.
know, internally, you hear that. And she's like, yeah, absolutely I do.
Right. That's fantastic. You know, I want to ask you a question, if I may. This may
yeah.
sound like a really, really odd question, but I've got to ask this question. Do you come from a French background, or does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
My last name is French.
Okay. And
not,
it begins with like
French, a French last name. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. How do I put this? God, I'm going to be shot here in a minute. Okay. Here's the deal. I have a really strong message for you, from our angels here, and they're saying that you are a very strong individual. You know exactly what you want and the kind of person you want, and they're telling me they're basically showing me two thumbs up. If that makes any sense, I don't know why, but that's what they're showing me. So I have to say that to you.
Okay,
they're telling
so
me you'll get that. They're
Can
showing me two
that?
Thumbs up, like they're holding their thumbs up in front of me, saying, like, you go. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, you said in regards to a person, so that's
yeah.
like a relationship?
Yeah, like a relationship. Like they're
yeah,
saying,
no, I
you
have
know,
an idea. Yeah, I have morning affirmations that I do when I'm out walking the dog, I am statements, different things like that. You know, that I run through and so forth. So I have an idea in regards to the type of woman that I would like to be involved with. Sure.
Exactly. Well, that's what they're saying. You know exactly, and they're giving you two thumbs up because they're saying, you know, you've got it. You know exactly what you're looking for, and they're really impressed with that. And I can tell you that. The only reason why they were showing me the French thing is because they wanted me to deliver another message, if I may.
Yeah.
And I have to do this because it's, you know, it's kind of what I do. they give me messages and I just pass them along. But what they're saying is there is a woman on the other side, a female. I know her name. It's like, and I'm this is gonna sound. I don't understand it, but I'm getting like Millie or Mary. Something like that, and it's funny because it's the second week in a row I've gotten a Mary from the other side while we were doing the radio show. But I am getting this. I don't know who she is to you, but this woman is coming across, and I'm going to ask you if you know who this woman might be. I'm seeing her in either a nightgown or a house dress. I frankly can't tell the difference. It's not that clear. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
I mean, to be honest with you, I had a step monster that was named Mary. I don't know if
okay.
she passed.
Okay. Her name was Mary?
Yeah, her name was Mary, and then there might be somebody. I recently found out that we go back to the Mayflower, so, I mean, I've got a list of relatives through that lineage
okay.
On my mom's side.
Let me give you a description and tell me if this is your I won't call her the step monster. I'll just say this woman. The woman that I'm seeing has long, brownish, darkish brownish hair. Parted
no, that wouldn't be her.
Okay.
Yeah.
This person has long, brownish hair parted in the middle. And I'm going to tell you, this woman, when she died, she had a memory issue because she's showing me she was very confused. She didn't know where she was. She's actually holding what looks to either be, it looks like a candle, and she was very confused. She didn't know where she was. She didn't know. She was very confused, and usually when I get that sense, when they give it to me, like she's obviously not confused now, but when she gets, when they give me that sense, it's because they had like maybe a form of dementia when they passed. But she is a descendant of you, and she is a descendant of whoever your natural mother was.
Okay. Well,
okay.
my natural mother is in spirit.
Okay, okay. She is a descendant of your natural mother because
okay.
this woman's name It's and I'm going to say more like Millie, not Mary. Millie is more what I'm getting, and that's what I'm getting. She's just coming across and letting herself be known, and she was giving me this Francais name. Like, I believe your last name and my last name probably start with the same letter, and so I'm going to say it's a J. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then we're with the right person. Okay, yeah. So this is the message I'm getting, and I'm just giving it across to you that she's there. She kind of watches out over you. I'd like to tell you there's other people surrounding her, but she just really wanted to make herself known. And she's also letting me know she is Millie. She is not Mary, absolutely not Mary. Her name is Millie, short for Millicent. Okay? Not Mildred, Millicent.
Look through the paperwork on that.
Yeah, look through the paperwork, because she's specifically showing me a candle as well, and some kind of metal, silver, but it's older. It's not black. It's
like
not,
a candle holder?
Like a candle holder with a little handle on it, and she's holding it. And she's like, and like I said, remember I was like a nightgown or a house coat? I kind of like what they wore in the colonial times, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. But Millicent, okay, not, okay, Millicent, Millie, that's what I'm getting.
Wow, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear more about that when you've had a chance to research it, because it could be very interesting for you.
Yeah, I'll check back. I got to find the envelope that's got all that information in my storage locker, and I'll go over that this week and see what I can come up with.
Wonderful, and she definitely would have been probably Rhode Island area. Rhode Island,
okay.
Delaware, Rhode Island. Hold on, I'm asking. One second, I'm sorry. I don't. It's almost like you're not part of the conversation, Mike. Hold on. No, it's Delaware. Delaware, definitely Delaware. Because I was saying Rhode Island, Delaware, Rhode Island, Delaware, but she's saying it's definitely Delaware. So it's what I believe. But Rhode Island keeps coming up, so I'm going to go with both, and you can, but she's telling me Delaware, so it's Delaware. So there you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listen, you have a fabulous evening, and I'm keep letting your psychic intuition grow, because the more you read for other people, the more you'll validate your ability, and then the stronger it will become, okay?
And you know, and that's what I told that woman, who I gave the reading to, I go, honestly, I think this was just as much for me as it was for you. So
yeah, it is, and it'll blow your mind when you do things like that. And you've got to give yourself more opportunities to do that, because I would really love for people to have the opportunity to read with you. Would you like to tell people what your Facebook is, so if they ever want to get a reading with you, they could, or would you prefer not to do that?
Oh, no, that's fine. It's Michigan Intuitive.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Michigan Intuitive.
Okay, great, wonderful. That way people can go to your Facebook page, and if they want to get a reading with you, they can contact you. And I'm all for that. I'm all for promoting other readers, because I think that it helps everybody. Because I know the more you read, the more secure you'll be about reading, and the more people you can help.
Oh, absolutely. And the feeling of just the weight, and I actually felt everything leave the mom.
Yeah.
Of relief and so forth. I mean, I actually felt that, and it was probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
I believe me. Tell me about it. It's so true. I was talking to Reverend Jay from the Network of Christian Psychics. He does that show on Sunday nights on this same station here that we have, and we were talking about it. We were saying, for us, it's like Christmas every day, because we get to give out that gift every single day. And it's like the coolest thing in the world, you know. We're so lucky, you know. We're just so lucky. And you are, too. So I'm so glad you called in tonight. Let us know about Millicent, Millie. Very, very interested in hearing more about that, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care and God bless.
All right, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I like the sound of his voice, Jessica.
Yes, he sounds so nice.
I got to find out how old he is. I know he's still listening. I got to find out how old you are, Mike, because, you know, I don't know, Jessica.
He lives in Arizona.
Arizona's a nice place. I don't know. I've always... Yeah, he's on the phone. Yes, Mike, how old are you?
I'm an active 42, but mostly I'm like in my early 30s.
Ah, 42, Jessica.
He's a little young for me. Sorry.
I had to check it
Bummer.
Out. I had to check it out.
Too bad, Mike.
You're
a little bit older.
You missed the boat. Go back to the Mayflower. That's. Mike, God bless you. Have a good night. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. He's just a great guy. Like
yeah.
him a lot. Love him when he calls in.
Absolutely.
He has a good radio voice, too, by the way.
He does.
He really does.
He should do his own show.
He really should do his own show. I think he could do really well. And so, folks, go to his website, Michigan Intuitive, on Facebook. He does readings. So hey, there you go. Right?
That's he must be from Michigan, huh?
He was from Michigan. And the reason why he looks so much younger than he really is because in Michigan, you're well-preserved. Kind
because
of like
so
Mary
cold.
Tyler Moore was in Minnesota.
In Minnesota,
right?
Yeah.
Remember, wasn't that from
That's
Minnesota?
True.
How do I remember that? I don't know. I'm senile.
Because you're very old.
Because you're very old.
That's
old That's it. We're both, yeah, old. We're not
preserved.
Old. Preserved. You know what? We're not pickled.
We could be.
We should be. What time is it? Okay, we should be pickled by now. No, only kidding. I want to say something really cool happened to Jessica the other night. And I mentioned this to Reverend Jay today when we were chatting. As soon as I finish this, I'm going to go on to area code 602 and then area code 440 and then area code 240. And then it looks like we got somebody from Skype in there. And maybe I'll even squeeze in a few more. But Jessica is having, of course, a party for her daughter's graduation. And then, you know, aside from the restaurant thing, something at the house. And if you're from Florida or Arizona or anywhere else that's hot, what's the one thing you don't want to break just before everybody's coming?
I know, my air conditioner.
Her air conditioner, and it crashed. And she,
mm-hmm.
like, said, oh, my gosh. So my mother found an air conditioner guy 30 years ago.
Yes.
And my mother's
mm-hmm.
been deceased 6 years. But she used this guy all those years.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, I got married, and my husband and I have been using this air conditioner guy.
And I
and
have used
him
many years, too.
So it's kind of been all in the family. And so you called him.
I called him, and I called his cell phone. He has his own company now, which he's had for a couple years,
yeah.
and he's doing very well. And I couldn't get a hold of him, so I called the company line. I had a technician come out who ended up fixing my air. The next morning, he did call me,
mm-hmm.
and I said, oh, I had to spend so much money to get my air fixed. And he goes, yeah, well, that's what it costs. But I just happened to mention to him, I said, well, my son watched the guy fix it, and I said, he said, easy fix, I could do it next time.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, by the way, because my son is employed, I said, are you hiring? He said, as a matter of fact, I am looking for a couple of apprentices. And so he said, tell your son to come down, fill out an application.
Mm-hmm.
He did, and he hired him.
Hired him full-time?
Full-time.
Benefits,
yeah.
And your son is loving this?
Yes.
Because
he starts next week.
It's, like, very, very, very cool.
And I told my son, I said, obviously my air conditioning was meant to break.
But you said that before it even
I
happened.
I did.
And that's, folks, what you call faith. When something bad happens and you say, so this must have happened for a reason, and I'm just going to deal with it.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did because you said it to me. And so, you know, that's called blind faith. And that's kind of what religion is about, too. You have to have blind faith. But Jessica had blind faith, and look what happened. You know, because of that blind faith and because she just looked at the positive instead of thinking, you know, you could easily have said, oh, man, my air conditioner broke. I don't have the money to fix it. No, I'm going to have to take from this, and I don't want it.
I did look at all those things, too.
I'm sure you did, but instead of stopping there, you took it to the next step,
well, because
right?
What are you going to do?
Right, and this is what happened. Something good and positive.
I know, and I'm so excited.
So, I mean, would you not have paid that amount 12 times over just to get your son
a
good
job? Oh, my
gosh,
yes,
and,
big
and
time.
And here's an opportunity for him to apprentice as well. And not to mention, you also have another son who is in the union, the plumber's
mm-hmm.
union.
He's a plumber, and he is doing awesome,
yes.
and he plans on opening his own company.
Right.
And so I said, oh, plumbing, air
conditioning, cooling.
I told
my
daughter last night, all we need is an electrician.
Right. Okay. There you go. So now
she's like, good luck with that.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. Want to have any more kids, Mom? Because then you could have another.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine?
No,
you,
she is going to be a detective.
Your daughter is going to go to CSI, right?
Well, not CSI, no. She wants to be a detective, like a police detective.
And now Jessica,
and if you saw
is
her,
very small in stature, and her daughter, let's put it this way, she is so svelte that when she bought her prom gown, they basically, they said, we've never had to make one this small.
Well, she was a size zero that
zero,
had to
zero.
Be altered.
It's
so
a
strong
funny.
Wind could blow her away.
But she has the personality,
yeah,
and the strong.
She's a toughie.
Yeah,
she's
she,
a toughie.
Yeah, let me tell you, she has that presence about her.
Yeah, you won't mess with her.
I remember when she was in high school a couple of years ago, somebody said something about
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, where most girls would, like, cower, your daughter went up to the girl and said, I heard you talking smack about me. And this little teeny thing. And this girl just got scared to death. And not the
she's
kind
like,
of girl to get scared
sorry.
To death.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I won't do it again. Sorry, sorry. So your daughter can pull this off. You know,
she has
that
inner
that
confidence when it comes to that kind of stuff.
And she's always fighting for the underdog, so she'd be
oh,
good at
she
it.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. So
yeah,
really
you better
good.
Not pick on anybody or you're in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. I know. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that? I know. Yay. Okay, so all good news. This is good news.
It's Good News Wednesday.
It's oh my gosh, maybe we should call no, because that sounds like the Bible, the Good News Bible, which if you turn around is right behind you.
I have
but
one of those too.
I know. You know why? Because it was easy to read. Is that sad? Okay, I have the Good News Bible, but if you look, I also have the Billy Graham Bible. See that one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know why I got that Bible? People, I am not really shallow and vain, but I love books and leather. It's true. Okay. I have this wonderful, I have any book that's leather bound, it, like I'm a sucker because I love books. I mean, I know everyone has their nooks and their e-readers and all. There to me is nothing like having a book and having all, look at my books. You turn around. I have books all over.
I love books too. I have a million books and I have a Kindle. And I just went out last week and bought a book.
See, because you miss the book, the way it smells, the turning of the page, the marking, the folding the ear down. There's something, I don't know.
It's better reading a book for whatever reason.
I love it. Yeah, when I read a book, I know how close I am to the end.
Yes.
If it's a good book, I want it to go slower.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting towards the end, you read a little slower because you don't want that.
Yeah.
It's like you're living the experience. How people, anyway. So there's my Bible, the Good News Bible, and the Bible with the leather bound that I honestly haven't even, I mean, I know the Good News Bible, I've read it cover to cover, but the other one I have not.
It's still in a box.
I opened it, and I looked at it and said, ooh, it's leather, and then I sniffed it, okay, actually. I sniffed it just like I did. I keep on my desk, Grace, for each moment.
You would like saddles. Saddles or leather?
Yeah, but you can't read them. I have to write them. That's the
oh,
wrong
you have
kind
to be able
of
to
R
read
sound,
it.
Which
okay.
is really a
I thought it was just a whole leather thing. Why don't you buy a leather jacket?
You know, this conversation is terminated. I'm going to the next caller. I think it's going to be safer for me. All righty, we're going to take caller 602 with a prefix of 696. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Beatrice. Hi, Dr.
Hi, Beatrice.
Jenny.
How are you?
I haven't heard Dr. Jenny for about 5 months. I used to call in on her Sunday show, and she's no longer on the Sunday show.
Do you know why I'm not first? I have to say Reverend Jay does such a phenomenal job on the Sunday show, and I asked him to permanently guest host only because I just got so busy that I had no downtime. So I kind of had to give up something, and so I gave up the Sunday night show, and he is permanently guest hosting for me, and he's doing a phenomenal job, so I really appreciate it. How do you like the Sunday night show?
Well, I mean, I haven't been on there for like 2 months or 3 months.
Okay. Well, then you probably, because I gave it up about 3-4 months ago, so we probably both stopped at about the same time. But I'm glad
you called
in. Well, that's
because they had told me something back in November that was going to happen in January. So then I called in January. I said, this, and this never happened. So now they're saying it's going to happen in June. So now I have to wait until June to see whether it happens.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. So now, see, now you're already setting me up, because now I have to tell you whatever you're about to ask me is happening in June, or I make them bad readers, and they're not bad readers, so I've got to be careful. I'm only kidding. You know me. I'm going to tell you how I see you no matter what.
I know, but okay. On the Sunday show, there's like five people there. So they all said the same thing, because I said, you said this. And they go, you remember that.
Yeah, we actually just recently changed the format of our Sunday night show. We're going back to just two readers on Sunday nights, because it was almost too many readers, and there's just so much energy going on there that sometimes I think they were cross-reading each other, because it happens when you have that many people. That's why when I read a person, I often will say there's somebody standing right next to you listening on the phone, and I'm picking up their energy too. And sometimes I ask them to step away, you know, like 10 feet away from that person, because it makes it hard, you know. But always call in on a Sunday night anytime you want. I know Jay and Ellen are going to be doing some really great readings there. So you never have to worry about that. Now, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I have a couple of clients, and I was wondering whether you see me actually writing them up. One person's first name is Andy, and the other one's Aubrey.
Okay. Now, the funny part is Andy, Aubrey is giving me a really strong positive feel. Now, I want to tell you, and I don't want you to say anything just yet, because I want to see what I'm getting here and why I'm getting this, because the first thing that I'm getting is Aubrey, but I'm trying to figure out, I want to get something that goes with this. Okay, this sounds really stupid. What does Aubrey have with either being a complainer or a victim? I know that probably seems like an odd question.
Is he a complainer or a victim? I don't think he's either one.
Okay.
I've known him for like 10 years.
Okay. Because I'm getting that and I always tell people what I'm getting when I'm getting it, and that's the first thing I'm getting is a complainer or a victim. And you're saying he's neither one of those things.
Not that I know of.
Hmm.
I mean,
and
I don't know him
not
personally. I only know him business-wise.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't know. Okay. And is there any kind of what I call self-absorbed or self-centered or indulgence with him that you can see from your perspective? Again, you're only seeing it from a business point of view.
Yeah, not that I know of, no.
Okay. So this is what I need to tell you. Those are the things, the words, the energies that are being fed to me right now, and it's decidedly about Aubrey. So what I'm going to tell you is that on a business level, this may or may not be important, but that information is critical for you to have on some level, because the angels would not have shared it otherwise. That will help you. Did you have to make a pitch?
Do I have to make a pitch?
Did you make a pitch to this person?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you feed their ego?
No, he's not that type.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've told him two different things before in the past, and you don't have to do that. I mean, I just...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I can only tell you what I'm being shown, though. Let me ask you another question, if I may. Where is the religious connection?
I don't know. He probably goes to, maybe he goes to church with his wife. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Nope. With you. Where's your spirituality lying right now?
I have no idea.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Beatrice, you have to know where your own spirituality is. I'm getting bits of information here, so I'm going to bring it all together for you. As far as he goes, yes, you're going to be, the success is going to be with him. Whatever it is you're trying to sell him will go that way. But I am telling you, there's a little bit of ego there, and that if something's on the fence and you talk to him, feed his ego, and that deal will be done. I know you're saying he's not that kind of person, but I'm telling you what I'm being told, so I'm just giving you that information, whether you choose to use it or not. Absolutely your choice. But the angels are coming back, and they're asking me about to ask you about your spirituality. You truly believe in angels. You truly believe in spirit guides, correct?
Yes, and people have told me I have three angels on my around me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
one
actually one of those, and Raphael.
Mm-hmm. And Michael, correct?
Oh, they didn't give me all their names, but I actually have one
okay.
of those photo pictures, and they actually showed on one of the, you know, their oral photos, they
yes.
actually show three wings, two wings off of one shoulder and one wing off of the other, and people have said, I've never seen that before in a photo.
Wow, that is
so
absolutely awesome.
I've saved it all these years for like 13 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's really awesome. I can tell
but
you
back,
that.
Wait. Can we go back to Aubrey? Here's the deal.
Yes,
I gave
please.
Him this stuff a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to him on Tuesday, and he goes, well, I'm going to go with Wells Fargo. And then I talked to him this morning, and I says, I don't want to bother you. Oh, no, it's no bother. And I
mm-hmm.
says, well, if it doesn't work out with them, because I don't know whether he was going to do one product or the other.
Right.
And I
right.
said, if it doesn't work out, because they might have said something, you know, I'll still give you the same price.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so when will he contact me and let me know that it's not working out with those other people?
If I have to give you a number right now, the number that I'm working on is number 3. That could be 3 weeks or 3 days, or it could be 3 months. But that's the number I'm getting is number 3. So it'll be
okay.
a number 3 that will be involved from today when you will know the answer to that, when he will finally get back to you.
Okay.
And so do me a favor, let us know how accurate this was. Call us back and give me some feedback on this, okay? But I do want you to know that you do have a yellow aura that surrounds you. I'm sure you've not, you know, you've heard that before.
Not a yellow one. They said I've had a purple one.
I'm seeing yellow.
At least they told me I had a yellow one. What does yellow mean?
Yellow is considered one of the most energetic colors of all the auras that are out there. It means that you've got a strong personality. Doesn't mean that you're manipulative. It just means you've got a strong personality. In other words, you know what you want. You know what you're looking for, and you also. To be quite honest, have a good who you are, like you have a good self-confidence, you know. The other thing that I see is, are you creative?
Not really,
you don't
no.
consider yourself very creative, but yet usually yellow does mean that you're usually very, very positive, very creative, and also very imaginative, usually.
Yeah.
That also means you tend to procrastinate sometimes. When I see a yellow
Well, that
aura.
I don't do.
You don't. You're not at all.
I do not ever procrastinate. No.
You do not ever. Oh my goodness, that's a very good thing. But that's what I'm getting. I am getting a very strong yellow aura. And the other thing they're telling me is that you're very no nonsense. You're very no nonsense, which is a very good thing. But you're also.
Well, that's true.
You also have some very good manners as well, and manners are important to you, and you stick by those, the rules. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. In any event,
do you have
any
information regarding Andy, the other client?
No, I'm actually getting absolutely nothing about Andy at all, only about the other one, the other A. So I get nothing about Andy, so I'm afraid I can't give you any information about that. But what I can tell you is that more than likely this is going to go in your favor. And like I said, just wait for him, and you'll see what happens. That's going to come around the number 3. Keep that in mind, okay, Beatrice? The number 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Any,
now, before I let you go.
Any love life in my life? Okay, go ahead.
Well, love life... Love life, yes. Was there somebody that you just let go of?
No, I haven't dated somebody in about 3 or 4 years, so I don't think so.
Well, because I feel like there was still this energy with you, and that you recently let go of that energy. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting that there was an energy still with you, and you had a hard time letting it go because you were sorry that it didn't work out.
Well, I only saw the guy for a couple of days, and that was it. So it wasn't a long-term
relationship. That's not a relationship. That's not a relationship.
Right.
I don't. Who did you date that or marry? That didn't.
Oh, I haven't
that
been married since 1968. I mean, I got divorced in 1974, so I haven't been married for all those years. I've been single.
Okay, and the marriage was amiable. The divorce.
Oh yeah, I mean, I just filed and I got it, and. Because when I was overseas, I said, where can I get a quickie divorce? Because I don't want to go through all this. And they said, Nevada and Idaho, they have 6-week residency. You just do it, and it's ready the following Friday. And I go, okay, that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I did.
So you're telling me. That's amazing. So since 1968 until the present, you didn't have a serious relationship that you let go of with anybody.
1974, I got married in 68, got divorced in 74.
Okay. And you haven't had a relationship with anybody?
Well, I mean, I think I had a relationship back in 92 for maybe 6 or 7 months, but nothing that went on for like a year, 2 years, or 3 years.
Hmm. This is very odd. And yet I see that you're so precise. Like the angels are saying, like you're almost OCD precise. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that I'm not. But one psychic
That's
way back
really
when,
odd.
Back in 1996, told me that I wasn't going to get the love of my life until I get my millions. Oh. And that's what the people on Sunday said, that they saw me getting my inheritance in June, which is a couple of million dollars.
Okay. I'm gonna say a prayer that inheritance comes soon. I'm going to tell you I still see the release of some energy that you held for someone. I don't know what it is or what that's about, but that's what I'm seeing. And I don't see that you were even emotionally ready, and I don't know why this is, to accept a new person into your life until just recently. And I mean just recently. So I don't know what's changed in your life to make that happen, but that's what I'm seeing. And so that's what I have to share with you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you know what happens.
You're welcome, Beatrice. Thank you for calling in. God bless and have a wonderful evening. That was unusual, huh?
Well, it was.
It was, because it was almost, you know, did you ever talk to somebody and no matter what you come up with, it's no. And I feel bad because
I don't know.
Maybe
you just weren't connecting with
her. It's possible I wasn't connecting
with her. It happened.
Well, that's certainly possible. That could very well be. That's unusual. I don't ever have that happen, so I'm kind of confused.
Well,
but,
and, you know, everybody's got their things.
Yeah, everybody's got their thing. Let's take the next caller, 440 with a prefix of 255. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Marianne.
Marianne. Okay, that's a beautiful name. And the skipper, thank
too,
you. Right? Yeah, you're welcome. You know, I know that name from Gilligan's Island because
they're honest.
I know. I have to be honest with you. So what part of the country are you calling from, Marianne?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, I love Ohio. Not really. I live there in Ohio in a small town called Pataskala, Ohio, which it took me 3 years to say it.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, you know what? You're not missing much. It was just about 20 minutes outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And,
all right.
It was just a very teeny little town. And as soon as I learned how to say the name, my husband got transferred again. So there you go. It's the story of my life, right?
Oh, my.
So how can I help you this evening?
Okay. Well, I have two questions, kind of the theme for the evening, but... the first one is I am looking to move out of my existing job. I've been putting in I've been self-nominating for other jobs within the company. I actually have an interview tomorrow, and I had one of the other jobs call my former boss for a referral. So some positive activity, but just kind of wondering what you saw coming through in the way of the new job, anything you could tell me, which one may be the one coming through, and timing.
I'm seeing, first of all, that you are going to get an offer for a transfer. I'm seeing quite clearly 4 to 6. 4 to 6 weeks is what I'm assuming. I don't know if that fits with the time frame of the position that's going to be opening up, but I'm getting the numbers 4-6. So that's, I have to go with that. The other thing I'm going to ask you is, one of the jobs, I'm getting a, this sounds weird, but I'm getting a B. What does the letter B have to do with one of those jobs?
Because there's actually one of the hiring, actually two of the hiring managers have a B in their last name. And,
okay.
And those
no.
are the two jobs I'm the most interested in.
There you go. Okay, so we know it's going in that direction, and then I'm getting a letter G, as in like, you know, G. Giraffe, but the letter G. So I don't know where that fits in, if that is have anything to do with the job description, but the letter G is also coming in. So the letter B
actually,
takes
you
in that.
Actually, that's the first letter of my last name.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we know that the two Bs are, one of those is going to be a go, that's for sure. And there's just validation there that that is definitely for you and not for somebody else. I would like to narrow it down for you a little bit more. You know, sometimes I'm hesitant to tell people what I'm seeing in my head because the angels show me things that I'm supposed to understand, but sometimes they don't, you know. It's just, I'm
right.
like,
yep.
Oh, it's kind of like reading Greek, you know. I don't understand
yep.
Greek either. They're showing me a hamster wheel. Now, what that has to do with anything, I have no idea. But
well, I do. So my former boss resigned from the company because they're forcing all of us to relocate in order to keep our jobs. He opted to leave and said, I'm leaving. I'm looking at a transfer route and feel very comfortable I'll get it. However, upon his departure, he recommended that they put me in his position until they permanently filled it. And unfortunately, what they did was, instead of allowing me to backfill me, I'm doing my old job and his job. So I do feel a lot like I'm on the hamster wheel. So,
got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense. See, thank you for explaining that to me, because I really didn't know how else to describe it other than what they were showing me.
Yes.
And the good news here is, in 4-6, whatever those numbers represent, you will be in the position where you're going to be able to move into that new position with one of the Bs. So that's good. I can't tell you which one of the B jobs it's going to be, which one
okay.
of, you know, but I know it's going to be one of them. And frankly, that's all that matters. You know you're going to get one of them.
Right, and that's perfect. So,
right.
All right, very good. And can you tell me anything in the way of a relationship? Do you see a relationship coming in for me, or and timing, or anything else?
I do see a relationship. I see a relationship, but the weird thing is I'm getting May, June, but I'm not necessarily sure that it's May, June of this year.
Okay.
I want to be honest with you in that. I hate to tell somebody it might be a year away before you truly have the relationship, but I feel like May, June. Now, it could be this May, June, but something in me is saying it's going to be May, June of next year, because you're going to have so much on your plate in the near future adjustment-wise, and I don't know what that means, but they're telling me there's some adjustments you're going to have to be making, and so you're not really going to be open to a relationship in the way that you need to be until next spring. So that's how they're showing it to me.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean you won't be dating, and it doesn't mean you won't meet him tomorrow, but what it means is that you won't be actively involved in that relationship, knowing that this is the relationship until then.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Make sense?
It makes sense because I think a lot of it is tied to getting a new job and getting a life back. So
I would agree with you. Great. Marianne, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. You
too. She's so sweet, huh?
She is so nice.
She's very, very nice and very validating, and I really appreciate that. We'll go ahead and take the next caller, which is calling in from area code 240 with a prefix of 377.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What's your first name?
First name is Connie.
Connie. And Connie, where are you calling from? Baltimore?
I'm calling Maryland. Closer
Maryland,
to D.C.
Yeah, because of the prefix. That wasn't a psychic thing. You know, I'm not that good. But so tell me, Connie. Well, you know what? Let me see if I can tell you something. Let me just see before you even ask your question. Let me see what I'm getting. Well, I'm getting the very first energy that I'm getting from you right now is kind of a fear or a worry. So what's going on?
I had a question. Well, first and foremost, I called Sunday, and I had a reading with Reverend Jay and Ellen and Susan B. And
yes.
For anyone who has not called in on Sunday, they gave me a phenomenal reading about intuitive gifts.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Great group of people. Highly recommend. It's called the Network of Christian Psychics, and it's the Network of Christian Psychics radio show. It runs right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe station, and you can call in anybody if you want to talk to them, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Reverend Jay is the host there, and that number is the same as this number, 323-679-0882. They are phenomenal. I agree with you. And thank you for being so kind in saying that. I'll make sure that he hears it. He's probably listening in tonight, but I'll make sure that I pass that along, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So tell me, Connie, what's going on? What's your big question tonight?
I do have a concern about employment, and I wanted to know what you are picking up on that for me.
Okay. Let me take a look here. I think that's where the worry was coming in, or the fear, and I don't
right.
think it's so much fear, but it's worry. You're worried. Okay, and this is, I'm going to say this, they're telling me abandonment. Now, understand, when they tell me these words, as I receive them, I have to perceive them. So when I see the word abandonment, it means to me that you're worried that either your job's not going to exist or you're getting squeezed out. Is that one of your concerns?
Yeah, I'm currently a contractor, and we've already been told that they're not going to renew. So anytime between July 31st and October 1st, we will be let go.
Okay. All right. So this is where – but there's something you're – hold on a second. Oh, okay. But you're still confused about this, and I don't know why. You know you've been given the date, but you still feel disoriented in this. I'm a little confused here. Hold on. I think that your concern not only is with this. When you say you're a contractor, you're not a building contractor.
No.
You do contract work. You do something in computers or something like that, programming. Is that, am I even close?
Actually, I do, I guess, financial management, budget analyst
mm-hmm.
type work. So I am on the computer a lot.
Okay, so here's the thing. The trust issue is important to you, and I feel like there's been a sacred trust that's been broken in some way or fashion here, and your concern is going back with somebody else and getting a more solid position, but there's also a location issue going on with you, correct?
What do you mean a location issue?
Well, okay, you know that you're going to have to get contract work with somebody else. That's a given, right? However, here's the question I have for you. Were you thinking of moving, or did you just move, or did you just buy a house, or did you just...
I just bought a house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's October.
That explains it. That's what they're showing me. Like, that's part of your concern is, you know, you're in this location, you purchased this house, you had the job, everything, and now all of a sudden you're like, yikes, what's going to happen? So here's the thing I want to tell you. I don't know. Do you think that maybe that contract won't get canceled? Because I'm going to tell you, that contract is going to be, you know, it's done. It'll be over. I don't feel like that's going to change. But I do. But what I can tell you is another one's going to be forthcoming. And I don't see. I'm getting the number two. So within 2 weeks or 2 months, you will be actively employed with another contract, full steam ahead, nothing to worry about. 2 weeks to 2 months. 2 weeks to 2 months, yes. I keep asking. I'm repeating it because I'm asking the angels, and I'm repeating what they're telling me. And they're saying within 2 weeks to 2 months, 2 weeks to 2 months, and I'm, like, asking them, which is it? And they're going 2 weeks to 2 months, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I want to know which is it, 2 weeks or 2 months. But they just keep saying 2 weeks to 2 months. So we know within, you know, at worst your downtime will be 2 months. But you'll have a little bit of a, like, a severance. And that severance isn't like severance, but it's like some extra money coming in. I don't know if it's for sick pay, unused vacation days, whatever, but there'll be some money coming in. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay,
just
so
a little
some
bit,
of that
yeah.
will come in. Yeah, a little bit, not a lot, but it's going to be coming in,
yeah.
too, they're telling me. So they're saying you're going to be fine. They're telling me you're not going to have trouble meeting any of your financial commitments.
Now, do you see this being another contract position, or will I be employed as a federal employee?
Okay. Here's the thing. I see that it's going to start as a contract position, but you are going to take the next step up from there, and it will be a permanent position. Okay, so you then, after that, will get another permanent position. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're wondering, well, how can that be? If it's contract, it's contract. If it's permanent, it's permanent. You don't get one, or you don't get both. But there must be a way that could happen. Is it possible you can get a contract position and while you're working it, be made aware that there is a full-time government position open that you can transfer into?
You know what's funny? a couple of weeks ago, I did go on an interview for a contract position with the FBI, and
okay.
I was told that it is possible for them to hire contractors as permanent government employees.
There you go.
I didn't get
there
that position, though. But I didn't get
that
position.
Yeah, there you go. I think that'll be your that could very well be it, because that's what I see. I know it sounds weird, but I have to say what I see. And now I'm going to tell you something really weird. Did you run or jog today?
Did I what?
Run or jog or...
No.
I'm getting that your feet are sore. I don't know why, but I'm getting it, so I put it out there more just to validate. Like, are your feet tired today or something? Because they're telling me I'm getting a warming in the feet area, which usually means either your feet ache or hurt or tired or hot or something. Otherwise, I wouldn't be getting that. I know that seems weird,
no.
But hey, you gotta put it out there. Okay,
no.
So then I need to warn you of this, and I'm very serious about this. If I get
okay.
that warming sensation and you don't have something now, within 72 hours, something is going to happen. You either step on, don't walk around barefoot. Promise, I'm not kidding about this. The next 72 hours, don't walk around barefoot. And if you want to prove me wrong, go ahead and walk around barefoot, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They show me, it, and if it hasn't happened today, it's going to happen in the next 72 hours, guaranteed, because I get more calls on that. So they'll say, you know, when you said this, I had nothing wrong, and then I was out jogging, and I hurt my ankle, and now it's all bandaged up, and I'm like, see, I told you. Be careful. So just be careful with your feet. Just be careful. I know that sounds weird, but... You know what? You know when you're about to do something, you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't just wear socks. I should put my shoes on. And then you're like, ah, it's okay. And then you stub your toe or you step on something. You're like, I'm so stupid. I knew I said I was going to put my shoes on. Put your shoes on, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
There you go. Okay, I hope this has been helpful tonight.
It has.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. And I will make sure I pass on that wonderful positive feedback to Reverend Jay and the crew, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Connie. You take care and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was really nice. That was such a wonderful compliment from
I know,
Sunday Night
that
People,
was so
right?
Sweet.
I love hearing that. That's really, really nice. Let's go ahead and take our next caller because we're running out of time, and I want to make sure I get as many people in tonight as I possibly can. This is area code 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian
Hi,
Psychic
how are
Cafe.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, wonderful.
I am well.
You're doing well.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. So tell me what our friend, now am I going to get it right, from New Orleans is doing?
Yes, there you go.
There you go. All right, Howard, you know we love hearing from you.
I'm glad. I love talking to you, so this is good.
Well, good. Then we're
good thing.
So how can we help you tonight?
Okay, so then, you know, generally I'm good. House sitting is good. The dog
good.
Has decided that she kind of likes me. That's a good thing.
Good.
Good area. We're walking. Feel great. Good day. This is what's going on with me, though. So everything, I think, generally feels good, except that I think I still am angry about past relationships and don't
mm-hmm.
quite know how to let go of anger of death.
Yep.
I think maybe that's a problem for me.
I think maybe. And the truth is, I think you're right. I'm a big believer in cutting cords. I know that sounds strange, but I do believe in that. I believe that we create cords with people. And when the longer you're with someone, the longer you have that relationship going, it's like that transfer of energy back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's almost like a trail from a deer that's worn back and forth between the two of you. And it creates like an energy flow. And even though that person may no longer be in your life, an active part of your life anymore, that energy is still there. And so it's really hard because even though they're not physically there, the energy is there. So you end up still either missing them or being angry over the fact that it didn't work out, that it didn't go the way it was supposed to, because it was supposed to work out. There were promises made. There were things said. There's no reason for it to have gone the way it did. And so that energy is still there. And I think you need to break that energy. And I know that's what you're calling me about, right? I know, it's like, okay, you're the psychic one, tell me how to do that. All right.
Yeah.
There are two ways you can do that. And what I'd like to do is I think, I know I have your email address, but I'm not sure that I could get at it quickly. Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Send me your email, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a prayer that I want you to say. It's a very basic prayer. It's a very easy prayer. It's a Catholic prayer given to me by a wonderful priest. But I believe that when we say that prayer, we cut all cords of all the energies connected to us. And so you'll only be left with good, positive energy. You'll release the anger that you're trying to release. That's really important. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, you can't move forward until you release the anger.
No, and I agree. And I don't think I can even look future relationship-wise, even pretend and still be this
angry. I understand. Mm-hmm. Well, and that makes a lot of sense because sometimes the more you think about moving forward in a relationship, a new relationship, and you try to anticipate what that new relationship may hold, you start thinking about what failed in the old one. And instead of thinking about the new one, you start focusing on the failed one and why it fell apart and why they were so stupid. Because, unfortunately, that comes up a lot. Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think I realized how angry I was until later. And the great thing about house sitting and having quiet space is that...
Right. And that's okay. I mean, I don't care if it's a guy or a girl. We all do the same thing. We start to focus on that. It's kind of like... there was this great thing that Joel Osteen put out this week that I really loved, and I think I put it on my Facebook. It was so fantastic, and it was about doors and how we tend to, look at the closed door when it closes more than looking at the open door. We need to focus on the open door. And right now, I think what you're doing is you're focusing on the closed door, right? So you need to look at the open door and start heading in that direction. The way to do that is when you send me your email address, and again, I know I have it, and I probably can pull it up in a heartbeat, but send it to me. It makes my life easier. And then I'll just attach that prayer and send it out to you. And I think you'll see right away a difference. I really do. I think it'll make a big difference to you. Okay? Because it's pretty amazing how that works. And I've used it for many things. As a matter of fact, Jessica and I say it often on Wednesday nights before we even start the show, just to cut any cords or negative energy that might be attached to us just from going through the day.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? Such a simple fix. Who knew? Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, okay, so are you ever going to send us Mardi Gras beads? I'm just curious.
Do you want some?
Oh, my gosh, you have no idea.
Do you want a coconut? Because you could have some coconuts.
No. We coconuts we got here in Florida somewhere.
Yeah, we have
no,
a lot. I think I'd rather go to Mardi Gras. Come on.
I want to go to Mardi Gras.
Coconut? That's not the same thing.
No, you're right. It's really not the same thing. I mean, you're absolutely right. All right, so we want
nobody painted those coconuts.
I want two coconuts and two Mardi Gras beads, two Mardi Gras necklaces. And
if you
and
send
when
me
we,
someone to send them to, I will send them to you.
I will, and we will actually have them with us. As soon as we get them, that very next Wednesday night show, we will have the coconuts, and we will wear the beads.
Okay.
And we'll take pictures of
and,
ourselves.
And we will be like party people, okay?
There you go. That is the way to go. I will send them coconuts and some beads. Just send
there,
me a place
deal.
To send them to.
Okay, I will give you the address to send them to when I send you the prayer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it is the state penitentiary. I don't know if anybody knows that. Could you imagine? Yeah, I got to go now. The night guard is checking. God help us. I'm terrible. I'm wild tonight. What am I going to do? I don't know. You're by the way, I'm glad the house sitting's working out. You're making sure the dog doesn't run away, right?
The dog has made no effort. The dog runs in the opposite direction of me until, like, today where she sat next to me on the sofa, which was, like,
oh,
that's cute.
So sweet.
So rare
and
because she usually keeps a
there is nobody better than you to babysit their dog. I mean, because you truly care for them.
Out well because I keep running into people that were clients at the other place that live in this area who are like, oh my god, you're back in town, can you dog sit for me this summer? And I'm like, sure,
I got plenty of time. Matter of fact, bring them all into my professor's house where I'm dog sitting now.
I'm sure her professor would love that.
Who lives around the corner, who teaches at the same place, found out I was dog sitting, and she was like, can I leave my dog with her, with your dog? And she was like, sure. And you know, just come over and talk to her.
What?
And I was like, okay, this dog and the other dog are friends. And she's like,
why not?
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. It might make her happy to have another dog friend here.
That's right. There you
they
go.
They both run away from me and hide in the house.
Well, I'm glad it's working out. It's going to be a good, prosperous summer then.
Indeed. I hope so.
I hope so, and I hope it helps you get an A.
Oh, it has to.
It has to. Come on, right? I know. That's what I'm saying. How could it not, right?
I don't know. If I don't lose the dog, it's great.
That's right. You're right. Please don't lose the dog, dear God. I'm telling you. I mean, all I'm going to say is, it took a lot of courage to watch your professor's, you know, pet sit for your professor. That just took more courage than most people would have. And I would say you have to check your sanity. But the fact that it's working out so good, you knew what you were doing, I feel really good that this is going to work out well.
I hope so, too.
It will. Don't worry, okay? Send me your email address, and I'll get that prayer sent out to you right away, okay?
Yeah, let me know. I'll send you your Mardi Gras stuff.
Okay, deal. You take care, huh?
You too.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
She's so much fun. I'm so glad she called in tonight. That's great, huh?
I didn't know they had coconuts.
I
thought that was like a Hawaiian thing.
When growing up in New Jersey, I thought any place that had palm trees had coconuts.
Right.
And then I found out there's no coconuts here. And they're not definitely, there aren't coconuts in Miami, but they're not indigenous to Florida.
Right.
And I just said that word twice.
And you know, palm
trees
are not indigenous to Florida either.
Oh, my gosh. They're not indigenous to Florida every time. It's part of my permanent vocabulary. There you go. No, they're really not.
No.
No. Oh, and by the way, I want everyone to know that last night I was at a seminar with my husband and my daughter because, you know, she's getting scouting all the college.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to a seminar for Rice, Brown. Hold on.
Berkeley.
No, no. Rice, Brown. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe. Cornell.
Cornell.
Columbia.
Oh, Columbia, right.
And Chicago.
Chicago what?
I don't know. I feel so stupid that I don't have the name of that fifth school is what's escaping me. But it was Rice, Brown, Cornell,
mm-hmm.
Columbia, and I forget what the fifth one was, and I'm really sorry. University of Chicago, there is no such thing.
Yeah, there's a University of Chicago.
And then it was University of Chicago, but it just doesn't seem
well,
like
no, there's a University of Illinois.
No, it wasn't that. No. It was. But anyway, all I can tell you is that my daughter, you know, okay, you're so proud that your daughter gets invited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm not going to say my daughter's name or my last name because they put her on the blacklist. Okay? they put her on the, no, do not let her come. All right. So we're sitting there, and she's making notes. So one lady gets up and starts talking, and my daughter writes, slept with an anthropologist, and da-da-da-da-da, and this is what she writes. And I look down. I'm like, what are you doing? She says, oh, I'm reading her.
Oh, really?
I said, are you really, seriously? And
wow.
I was like, and I'm being so careful not to say her name. I'm like, stop. And then the next one gets up, and she goes, she writes really bad in math. She wrote a few other things I'm not going to say. And I'm like, why are you doing this? And she goes, because if this is who they're sending out as representatives of their school,
mm-hmm.
she says that tells me something about their school,
huh?
Which I thought
true.
Was true.
That is true.
But the funny part was, and I can't say what she wrote because she truly is hysterically funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we all think our kids are funny. But she wrote some things. She was writing a math equation, and then it's like, what's 7 plus 8 plus 9, whatever, and she put 2,369,000,000. She goes, he's really bad at math, and he gets up and says, he goes, first thing I want to tell y'all is there's a lot of engineers that come out of our school, and, you know, our core curriculum is da-da-da-da-da. And the one thing I really hate is math. And she looks at me, she goes,
funny.
Told you. It was really kind of freaky.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, stop. But it was she has a fear of robots, an unusual fear of robots.
Mm-hmm.
And so one woman got up and said, here's the really good thing. Our library is robotic. You put it in, and literally robotic, the book comes out with a robot,
mm-hmm.
a robot arm, I guess they pull
mm-hmm.
it out, and it's delivered. So she just makes a big blush. She goes, robots. And I was dying. We had a really good time. She said the only one she would consider is Brown and Columbia.
Okay.
Whether or not they would ever consider her remains to be seen. You
they're
know, I mean,
expensive, aren't they?
Yeah. And I asked her, I said, so are you robbing a bank? Or what is the plan? I'm just curious. But no, seriously, she it was really kind of fun. But it's neat because she was like really tuning in. And
wow.
I was like, what are you? And then she would write something. And she'd put her thumb over it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, wait for it. And then she'd take her thumb up. Anyway.
Oh, wow,
yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
She was playing with it, and she calls it the psychic game.
Hmm.
So it's kind of fun.
That's fun.
And I thought it was kind of cool. I was really impressed. I was my baby's little girl. My little baby is growing up. Anyway, so as odd and weird as that sounds, I want to talk about this real quickly. I talked about that Facebook thing that I put up, and this was from Joel Steen. I kind of want to talk about it just very, very briefly. Because it's talking about looking for the open door.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, God opens doors of opportunity before us that no one's able to shut. But we have to realize that sometimes he also closes doors because he has something better in store for us. That's really important because we always wonder, why didn't this work out? Why did your air conditioner break?
Yeah.
Why did this relationship go down? Why? You know, everybody has something why. And we may see a logical opportunity, but just because it's a logical way doesn't mean that it's God's way. Just because it happened that way before doesn't mean it's going to happen that way the next time. And that's why you have to stay open and keep trusting in God. And that's what we talked about before, your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith was, I know this happened for a good reason.
Right.
Maybe I'll figure out what it is, maybe
right.
I won't, but I know it was for a good reason. If you're a narrow-minded person and you only look at the door that's been closed and you focus on that door, and Melania, I'm not telling you you're narrow-minded now, my dear friend from New Orleans, I just wanted to say that again, okay, and indigenous, I got to say that word too, but it doesn't mean that, you know, you're closed-minded, but you may miss the open door because you're focusing so much on the closed door,
mm-hmm.
you know? So what Joel says is when you're able to let go of your own agenda, okay,
mm-hmm.
and that also means the anger, the frustration, the fear, the mistrust,
right?
And just trust in God. He'll make sure that you see the open doors, because in Scripture it says His word is what lights our path. So our attitude should always be with God, I surrender all to you. Have your way with my life. I trust in your timing. God, I trust you to do it in your way and in your time. Then step back, and I bet you that door that you've been hoping for will open.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of came from him, and I thought it was really great, Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
I thought it was
He's got some really cool things.
He's got some great stuff. It's very motivating. But it also, he has a way of painting a picture with his words that makes sense.
Well, it does.
Right? And it's true. You know, we need to trust in God. We need to have trust in the divine and in the Creator. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, they don't call it God, they call it the divine, they call it the Creator. I don't care who you call it, but you have to have that trust and that faith in that superior, whatever that
mm-hmm.
is. For me, it's God. You know, I believe in Jesus and I believe in God.
Right,
for you
me too.
But you have to have that faith and know that it's going to happen. So, you know, we were at a talk recently, you and I, Jessica. Oh gosh.
Which one?
We were at one of those seminars. Jessica
mm-hmm.
and I take a lot of seminars, in part because the truth is we really like to eat. So usually
everything we do revolves around a restaurant.
So what we do is we decide which restaurant we want to go to. Then we find a seminar in that area. We go to the seminar. No, really, we find the seminar first. But I guarantee you either the restaurant comes before or after. So anyway, we went to this workshop that was supposed to be on Ascended Masters, right?
Right.
And so, you know, you're like, what is an Ascended? What does that mean? And how does that? And it turned out that it was on Buddha. I mean, it was on,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept saying the name Satan. And we're
right.
all like, who's Satan? Who is
it? Yeah, we're finally a click.
You found out, oh, Satan. Oh, wait, where are we? You know? But it was an interesting seminar, and you know, Buddhism is
mm-hmm.
not a religion; it's a belief, it's a
right.
practice, it's a way of life. But it was kind of interesting though, because they were saying something very similar about, you know, he got up there and he said, "I like the way he speaks." Because who did he look like? What actor?
I don't know.
Robert De Niro. Remember?
Oh, Robert De Niro.
Like
yeah, if you cleaned him up a little bit.
If you cleaned him up, his delivery was very much Robert De Niro, and he gets up and he goes, "So." You know, people come to me sometimes and they say, I was molested as a child. I was raped in an elevator. You know, I was stabbed outside of 7-Eleven.
I'm
serious.
Oh, that's funny.
So I'm like, oh, my God, how awful. And he goes, and you know what they say? So what? So we're like, oh, my Lord, what is this guy?
He's so compassionate,
well, this
right?
is so motivational,
yeah.
yes. And but his point was, you know, stuff happens.
Right.
And so are you going to live in the past and keep reliving it and keep being the victim?
No.
Or are you going to step in front of it and get ahead of it and start moving forward and not look back?
Right.
Because there's no benefit coming from that.
Right.
And I think sometimes when you talk to someone like that, because the complete, he said there is a difference between compassion and sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting.
That
he
is
said,
interesting.
You can have compassion, but sympathy? He said, sympathy is me saying, oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry
let's dwell
you.
On it.
Yeah.
He said, don't dwell on it. He said, what do you want to dwell on the negative for?
Right.
He was really quite funny.
He was hilariously funny, actually.
Yeah, he really
and when
was.
We watched the 1970s movie, that was even better.
He brought up a 1970 movie about a guy who was studying. It was really the dawn of what they call the new age, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the movie was had... I can't even keep a straight face. But it was a good movie. I wasn't sure if the guy's shirt and teeth were yellow because the film was old or because they were just yellow. But I got to be good. Okay, so, but he goes, okay, so the neutron it is here. And then you look, and the neutron is here. But no, no, the neutron is here. We're like, what in God's name is he talking about? So we were 10 minutes late getting in, and we decided it's very possible that
we missed something really important.
That we don't know what the heck's going on, but we decided that we are going to definitely get to all our seminars on time, so we know what the heck is going on with the neutrons, number one. Which I think what he was saying is sometimes we look at things in a very narrow scope.
Right.
When if we looked at it in a very wide scope, we'd realize what we see is not really what's there.
Right.
Which is what he was going
we
for.
Got that.
We got but
ultimately,
ultimately,
but it was too funny.
It was the best time. And again, now it was so great. And then we went and had a great meal at a great old restaurant from the 1800s.
Yes.
So that was really fun, too. But what I'm going to tell you all is there's some really great stuff out there. And I don't care if you're Buddhist or you're Methodist or you're Jewish or you're just a spiritualist. The reality is don't focus on the closed doors.
Right.
Yeah. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Because guess what? Focusing on the negative is not going to get you anywhere anytime soon. Right?
No, I agree. You won't move ahead, that's for sure.
Amen. That's the truth. So what I want to say is next Wednesday night is going to be really important because, number one, we're going to hear all about Jessica Stewart's graduation.
You will.
We will. And we're going to hear about my phenomenal trip of taking my husband to St. Augustine.
Yes.
And the ghost hunts that you know will ensue because, you know.
I'm sure.
How can I not do that? And the other thing that we're going to be talking about next Wednesday night, which I think is really, I think, really important, is we want to talk a little bit about the angels and the angelic realm and how people can better communicate with them. Because
oh,
I know
okay.
we've talked about this a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But I still get daily people asking me, how can I connect? How can I become more intuitive?
So, and that's a good question for me, too.
Right, exactly. So that's something we're going to talk a little bit about next week, but we're going to continue to do readings. And I can tell you that we had so many, you know, we started out saying there'd be so much room in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many callers in the queue, I couldn't get to them all.
I know.
And
probably
so,
because you started at an earlier time.
And I would love for people to email me and let me know at docginny@aol.com. It's docginny@aol.com. Email me and just let me know if you like the new 7 o'clock time slot, we can stick with that.
Please,
we don't have a
like
problem.
It. Then I don't have to go to bed so late.
Because Jessica turns into a pumpkin.
I turn into
at
a pumpkin and not an attractive one.
No. And so let us know because we could actually make a permanent change to the 7 to 9 p.m. time slot. And I want to thank everybody for listening again tonight. It's been a blast. It always is. We do the show because we have so much fun doing it.
Yes, we do.
And I want to thank you for listening because then we'd just be talking to ourselves and. That
we find that entertaining.
We would, as well as talking to brick walls. But, you know, they don't respond.
They
so
don't,
at least
and it's
people
kind of
call
sad.
Us here. So that's a good thing. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you next Wednesday night. Take care and be safe.